from the Veterans Service Staff by Claudia Belk. Understanding Agent Orange Exposure in Blue Water Navy Vessels or Ships During Vietnam. Blue Water Navy veterans are now entitled to a presumption of service connection for illnesses related to Agent Orange exposure. This is the result of Public Law 116-23, the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019. The law was signed on June 25, 2019, and takes effect on January 1, 2020. If you are a veteran who served on a Blue Water Navy vessel offshore of the Republic of Vietnam or on another U.S. Navy or Coast Guard ship operating in the coastal waterways of Vietnam between January 9, 1962 and May 7, 1975, then you may have had contact with Agent Orange, an herbicide used to clear trees and plants during the war. The VA refers to this as a presumption of contact, and this may entitle veterans for VA disability compensation. Veterans can contact our Veterans Services Resource Center to file a claim for VA disability compensation for a diagnosed presumptive condition due to Agent Orange exposure. These special claims will not receive a rating decision earlier than January 1, 2020, since the VA is still working out details in regards to the 12 nautical miles offshore and compiling all the ships which were involved. If you had a previously denied claim, this change in the law would be new evidence which reopens a previously denied claim. The VA is taking these claims and adjudicating them and will not give a decision until January 1, 2020. Illnesses the VA believe are caused by Agent Orange are as follows. Chronic B-cell leukemia, a type of cancer that affects your white blood cells, cells in your body's immune system that help to fight off illnesses and infections. Hodgkin's disease, a type of cancer that causes your lymph nodes, liver, and spleen to get bigger and your red blood cells to decrease, or otherwise known as anemia. Multiple myeloma, a type of cancer that affects your plasma cells, the white blood cells made in your bone marrow that help fight infection. Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, a group of cancers that affect the lymph glands and other lymphatic tissue, a part of your immune system that helps to fight infection and illness. Prostate cancer, cancer of the prostate, the gland in men that helps to make semen. Respiratory cancers, including lung cancer, cancers of the organs involved in breathing, including the lungs, larynx, trachea, and bronchus. Soft tissue sarcomas, other than osteosarcoma, chondrosarcoma, Kaposi sarcoma, and mesothelioma. These are different types of cancers in body tissues, such as muscle, fat, blood, and lymph vessels, and connective tissues. AL amyloidosis, a rare illness that happens when an abnormal protein called amyloid builds up in your body's tissues, nerves, or organs, like your heart, kidneys, or liver, and causes damage over time. Chloracne, or other types of acneiform disease like it, a skin condition that happens soon after contact with chemicals and looks like acne often seen in teenagers. Under our rating regulations, it must be at least 10% disabling within 1 year of contact with herbicides. Diabetes mellitus, type 2, an illness that happens when your body is unable to properly use insulin, a hormone that turns blood glucose or sugar into energy, leading to high blood sugar levels. Ischemic heart disease, a type of heart disease that happens when your heart doesn't get enough blood and the oxygen the blood carries. It often causes chest pain or discomfort. Parkinson's disease, an illness of the nervous system, the network of nerves and fibers that send messages between your brain and spinal cord and other areas of your body, that affects your muscles and movement and gets worse over time. Peripheral neuropathy, early onset, an illness of the nervous system that causes numbness, tingling, and weakness. Under our rating regulations, it must be at least 10% disabling within 1 year of contact with herbicides. Porphyria cutanea tarda, a rare illness that can make your liver stop working the way it should and can cause your skin to thin and blister when you're out in the sun. Under VA's ratings regulations, it must be at least 10% disabling within 1 year of contact with herbicides. Volunteers wanted. If you're a blinded veteran or a family or friend of a blinded veteran, your volunteerism is needed. We need more exposure at local VA medical facilities and through VA voluntary services, A volunteer can donate the time they spend at the VA to Blinded Veterans Association. If you're interested in becoming a VA representative or VA deputy representative at your local VA voluntary services, please contact the Chief of Veteran Services, Claudia Baldwin, at fieldservice@bva.org to begin the process.